discuss that. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the regularly scheduled Code Enforcement Board meeting of Ponce Inlet. Today is July 25th, and it is 9:30 a.m. Would you all please rise and join me in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A roll call, please, Deb.
Mr. Richard. Mr. Van
Walker.
Here.
Mr.
Mint.
Here.
Mr. Michael.
Here.
Mr. Here.
Mr. Young.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Cannon, Ms. Richards is going to be asked today. She's out of state.
Okay. Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I'll approve the agenda as presented. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Ex parte communications. Has anybody had any discussions regarding any of the cases that are before us this morning? Hearing none, we're good to go. Administering the oath of witnesses.
Anybody's got to testify, raise your right hand. You tell me, swear or affirm, testimony and evidence you give the truth, nothing but the truth, help you God.
Thank you. Next is number 7, approval of the minutes. I have a couple of minor changes on page 1 of 6. Line 46, Chairman Finch moved to adopt the minutes. I think it's moved to approve the minutes. And then on page 3, line 98, sixth word in, and should be an, A-N, not A-N-D. These are minor things, but you know, we need to change them. And then the last one would be on page 5, line 235. It said, Vice Chair Cannon, yes. Mrs. Cannon was not at this meeting. So it's probably Chairman Finch. Any questions? Anybody? So we'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as amended. In fact, I'll make that motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Roll call, Deb, please.
Mr. Van,
yes.
Yes.
Mr. Van Valkenburg?
Yes.
Mr. Michael?
Yes.
And Mr.
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on to old business, 8A. David, Mr. Hooker.
Case number 2023-076.
Sorry, you can hear me now? Okay, perfect. Case number 2023-076, Aisha Moore at 4734 South Atlantic Avenue. Alleged violations are with the International Property Maintenance Code, section 102.2, maintenance, 301.3, vacant structures and land, 302.1, sanitation, 304.1, general, 304.2, protective treatment, 304.10, stairways, decks, porches, and balconies, 304.12, handrails and guards. Synopsis, property maintenance issues involving lot and or dwelling. This case was started on February 3rd of 2023 for property maintenance issues involving the lot and dwelling of the home. Subsequently, the notice of violation was sent with a compliance date of March 9th of 2023. The case was presented at the board on March 27th. It's found to be in violation of the cited sections of code. The owner was granted 30 days, which was on or before April 26, to complete six separate items, essentially to make the home appear suitable from the outside appearance by mowing the grass, pressure washing, painting the home, etc. Also, the owner worked on correcting the issues involved with the outside deck around the home. On May 22, 2023, this case was brought back to this board for an update. Staff with Ms. Moore gave an update of the property and advised that all items were completed per code of the enforcement board order dated March 27, 2023. Ms. Moore explains that she was still working on financing and was able to address the outside deck soon. Board wanted the owner to provide by the next scheduled hearing on July 24, three separate items: a budget to repair the home, prices from the contractor, and an action plan. On July 24th, 2023, Ms. Moore once again was present at the hearing and advised staff of the budget for the repairs, price of the contractor, and her action plan. After hearing testimony from Ms. Moore, it was agreed that the owner would have a deadline certain to have all the items completed. The following was her items that needed to be corrected by a certain date. So from July 10th through September 10th, she was going to have lab engineering prepare new plans for the decks. September 1st through the 22nd, she was going to obtain estimates from a licensed contractor for the structural changes. September 25th through November 17th, she was going to have a permit application submitted to the town. And then between November 20th and December 20th, we'll have the permit issued by the town of Ponce Inlet. On September 21st, staff received the permit application from David King of Due East, Inc. for a demolition of the decks. The property is moving along and is ahead of the required time frame set by this board and agreed by Ms. Moore. The next required deadline is to have a permit application submitted to the town no later than November 17th. At this time, I know Ms. Moore is here to speak on her behalf, but it would be staff's recommendation that since she's completed the majority of this and we're coming into the holiday season, that we would continue this case until the January 2024 hearing date. We'd also need to address if the board would like to impose the $250 administration fee that we have not done yet.
I would like to just correct that last statement, Dave. It seems that at our last meeting on July 24th, Mr. Van Valkenburg moved to assess the $250 administrative fee, and that motion passed 5-0. So we've already got that, that fee.
I misspoke, and I apologize.
No, that's okay. Okay, does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, a clarifying question, because I'm looking like you at the minutes, and it says September 25th date for permit application. On the what I'm seeing on the screen gives an almost two-month period of permit application. There's a difference in my mind between application and processing. Mm-hmm. She can't be responsible for the processing. Mm-hmm. She can be responsible for the application, in my mind, mm-hmm. unless it's on, this on there. Has the application been made?
Has not yet. That application is due no later than November 17th. Now, I have received information from LAV Engineering as well as the contractor. By the end of October, they plan on submitting that application. Okay. Then we'll go through the review process, and then once the review's been completed, then that permit will be issued to have the renovations started.
But that's not consistent with what the minutes said. There was a date of permit application, September 25th.
No, between September 25th and November 17th.
I'm reading line 109.
No, if you read the order,
it's
that's on your screen, under number 8, under the highlighted section.
I'm sorry, that's where I, thank you for...
Letter C was the original order.
Okay, I'm going to ask the same question, Dave. On the minutes on line 126, it has a date, not a range. Line 126.
Which line was that, 126?
26. I don't recall a range of dates.
The range was based on the information from her action plan that was submitted. It was recommended that she provide this action plan for her, and this was her action plan. And it says that between September 25th and November 17th, building permit application, City of Ponce Inlet review application, and issue permit.
Then should we revise the minutes or not?
No, you don't have to revise the minutes. Send her a new order.
Okay.
Yeah, it becomes very confusing because what is in that statement includes a lot of other activity. It says City of Ponce Inlet review of application and issue permit mm-hmm. by the 17th. Mm-hmm. Okay, so is the city going to take responsibility if she submits an application on the 16th for making sure that this is complete? My understanding was the order was that the application would be submitted on the 25th in order to allow the town adequate time to do the other steps. Town of Ponce Inlet application and issue the permit. So it goes back to what was the intent of the date and that was established in the order. And I think you made the...
I did, and I thought it was an agreed-upon date. To have the permit application in place. But we can move forward if we need to.
Are we good with what we've got right now?
Mm-hmm. We just need to, you know... move forward and take okay. appropriate action, and hopefully we can get this property in compliance.
Okay. Do we need a motion to continue this?
Yes.
We do.
Yes, you do.
So we will need a motion to continue this until the January?
Yes. The hope is that we won't need to be bringing this back in January, because the permit would already be issued and she would
Before we make the motion, order. Can we do a quick review of what we've had completed or accomplished January. Between our last meeting and today?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me go back here. The two highlighted sections are what was required through these dates. So July 10th through September 10th, engineering prepared for new plans for the deck to be obtained. September 1 through September 22nd, obtained estimates from a licensed contractor for the decks and structural changes. These are the plans from Lab Engineering for the interior and exterior of the homes for the decking of what's going to be approved. So that takes care of item number one. And then there's the payment for that. And then there was a letter that I received from Lab Engineering, which is through Mr. David King of Due East, Inc. He's already applied for the permit. It's permit number 1287-2023, which should take care of item number two. And that's for the demo of the deck. And the rest of the information coming in October from Mr. King and Lab Engineering was for the entire project itself, the interior and exterior. So the goal, actually, is in October, when that permit gets submitted, everything should be accomplished. Okay. Just goes through the review process, and then if there's something that we need to address that time, that's permitting.
I have a few questions before we make a motion. Ms. Moore, have you acquired the funds for your budget?
No, please.
I'm sorry. Have you acquired the funds that you had promised from your brother?
Right now the demolition is $15,000, which I'm paying out of pocket. The additional funds are more like $350,000. So I'm in the process of sourcing those. I do have $70,000 of funds that my brother-in-law has committed to me. So the decks will definitely be replaced. It's the other things that I'm funding as part of the full renovation.
So you have not acquired the funds yet, as of today, from your brother for the brother-in-law for $70,000. You have just a commitment still.
Well, I have a commitment, but he's not going to fund me until I have a permit in hand. A building permit in hand. Okay. In the $15,000, I have those funds for the demolition.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
And if I may, and the additional $70,000 that your brother-in-law will be giving you, is that to rebuild the decks themselves?
It's just anything that I need for the renovation. So he's basically my backup. So I'm actually in the process of refinancing the property to get a full $1 million, which covers payoff of the first mortgage and bringing in additional funds for the full renovation. But he did commit to me that he could lend me $70,000 if I needed for just the decks.
Okay, thank you.
But my intent is really not to use his money as I need full $350,000.
Right, and that includes the interior work also?
Yes, the exterior and exterior.
Okay, thank you.
Are your intentions to repair the house and then put it up for sale, or do you have any intentions of offering it for sale again while it's under repair?
No, my intention is to repair the house and put it up for sale. I've invested considerable money at this point, and I'm still going to be spending a lot more, so I'm not going to, as I told my contractor, I'm not going to give the house away. Since I've started to spend money, I want to get it up to HGTV standards and then put it back on the market for sale.
So then I have a question for the group here. If Ms. Moore was to sell that house at some time during the renovation, if she chooses to, I mean, she has that right, what are the consequences to the new owner or Ms. Moore if the house is sold before the renovations are done?
There is an encompass on this property with this outstanding order. So until that order has been completed, it'd be hard to find financing for somebody that could potentially have additional liens on that property. Banks aren't going to issue finance to a potential violation.
What about a cash sale?
Title search will come up with the same encompass.
Okay. So, Ms. Moore, do you understand what Dave mentioned there?
Not exactly. So that means not that I intend to transfer the property during the renovation. But so that means it's impossible to transfer the property during the renovation?
It means that any purchaser is going to purchase with notice of what's going on. The code enforcement board's order and knowledge that they're going to have to comply with that order if they take over, that they're buying that code enforcement order too if they buy the property.
Thank you. That was my understanding.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
I would also like to note that I did prepare a new letter. I don't know if that was presented, but I do have a new letter with everything that's happened since July, the timeline and the the contractors I've spoken to and where I am in the process and the reason for the delay, why we only submitted a demolition permit instead of a building permit. And as was stated, my architect sent the letter saying that it was due to his scheduling and company projects that they were not able to get me a full set of construction drawings for my general contractor to apply for the building permit. So that's why we only applied for a demo permit and not the full building permit. But they've asked until October 31st to get that CD so we can apply for the full building permit.
Okay. And has that schedule been submitted? Do we have a copy of that, Dave?
Yes, that's been the demo for the decking is in. That's that permit number.
Well, Ms. Moore mentioned she had a new schedule.
Well, I just sent a new letter with an update, and I addressed each of these items in like a table and where we are. So just
okay.
My response.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. She's on track. Ms. Moore's on track.
Okay, so we will need a motion to continue this case until the January 22nd meeting. Anybody?
I'll make a motion to continue this case 2023-076 until the January 22nd meeting, 2024.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
No second.
Roll call, please, Deb.
Ms. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. Marshall?
Yes.
Ms. Trent?
Yes.
Mr. Walkenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Move on to case number 8B, case number 2023-218. Property address 97 Mora Terrace. Mr. Hooker.
Thank you. Case number 2023-218, Barney and Susan Brookshire at 97 Mora Terrace. Alleged violations of the Florida Building Code, section 105.1, permit required. Synopsis, work without permit. This case was originally presented to this board on May 22nd, 2023 for a fence being installed without permits. Board found the owner in violation of the cited sections of code, granted 14 days, which was on or before June 5, 2023, to secure the required permits. Failure to do so resulted in this case to be brought back to this board for further adjudication. At the July 24th hearing, Mr. Brookshire and his representative, Mr. Fox, advised the owners that he was not living in the home and didn't know anything about the violations. Mr. Fox advised they will obtain the permit for the work, but the survey company was unable to do so for an estimated time between 6 and 8 weeks. The board amended this order to allow additional time to secure the required survey needed for the property and to bring this case back at today's hearing. Staff spoke to Mr. Fox on the 20th, advised that the survey was completed at the property, and this morning he applied for the fence permit on that parcel. Mr. Fox is here to speak on his behalf if needed.
Are you good with this? I mean, they're where they should be?
Yeah, he's right where they're supposed to be at this point. He's already paid the $250 administration fee. If you remember, he had several cases that day. He came in and paid for all the administration fees across the board. And at this point, the permit application is in our building department, so it's just going through review. And then hopefully either today or tomorrow should have that permit in hand.
Okay. And the fence is already installed, am I correct?
Yeah, the fence was already constructed.
When do you think the inspection will be?
As soon as he can pick it up, he can schedule it. So as soon as the review, hopefully... Hopefully by the end of this week, everything will be taken care of.
So no later than our next meeting?
Correct.
Okay, and if everything is taken care of before our next meeting, will this case come back before us?
We can do that, or if you want to make the order, just grant them time before our next meeting and dismiss case? Bring it back if it's not in compliance by whatever date.
Okay.
Can we say this? Make a motion, grant them 14 days to secure the final inspection for the fence, or bring back at our next scheduled hearing?
14 days after receipt of the approved permit.
Correct.
Yeah, the next meeting is October 23rd. So, Dave, would you like to make that?
I'll give it a try. I'll make a motion for case number 2023-218, 97 Mora Terrace, to close this if the permit is issued and the inspection passes no later than our next meeting.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call, please, Deb.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. We're on to number 9, new business. Case number 2023-577, address 113 Rains Drive. Mr. Hooker.
All right. Good morning, Your Honors. Case number 2022-577, Bosco Home Renovations, LLC, care of Corey Bosco. Address is 113 Rains Drive. Alleged violations of the Code of Ordinance are sections 82-111, growth in excess of 12 inches prohibited, and section 34-35, storage of personal property. Synopsis is high grass, storage of personal property. Our printout from the property appraiser's website depicting ownership, referencing a South Daytona mailing address on file. Also the tax deeds, referencing the same South Daytona mailing address, and a warranty deed. It's a printout from sunbiz.org showing that the LLC has a registered agent at 219 Sandy Circle in South Daytona. And this was the violation notice that was established on the 7th of August, noting a compliance date of August 20th. The violation was for high grass, also storage of personal property. Corrections for the violation included to mow the high grass in the rear, front, and side yards, and also remove the personal items being stored in the front yard. This is page 2 of the violation notice. And a certified mail that came back as we attempted to send the property owner the notice. This is unable to make contact with the property owner. We did post the property on September the 7th in accordance with Florida statutes. This is a photo authentication document referencing four sets of photos, August 7th, September 6th, September 5th, and September the 22nd. This photo here is of the property posting on September the 6th. Second photo of the property posting. And this was town hall posting done in accordance with Florida statutes. And a second photograph of the posting. These are some images of the property taken on August the 7th, depicting both the high grass and storage on the property. Some additional photos. We were back at the property on September the 22nd. We did notice that the yard at that point had been mowed, and the debris that were originally stored in the driveway were in fact a fence that has been permitted. While the yard has been mown, there's been no weed whacking that has occurred. Flower beds are rather overrun. And as you can see by the pictures, the weeds are up there, nearly reaching the front window of the property. Staff requests that the owner be granted 14 days on or before October the 9th to have the property in compliance or to be brought back to the next scheduled hearing on October the 23rd for further adjudication. Furthermore, we ask that we oppose a $250 administrative fee.
Is there anyone in the audience who would wishes to testify about this case? Seeing none, let me just have a quick question. One of the violations was storage of personal property, but that turned out to be a fence that is now permitted and installed. So is that still a violation?
We'll withdraw that section.
Thank you. Have you spoken to the owners?
No, we have not.
And there's been no communication at all with them?
There has been no communication, no, sir.
So the communication you did have was a certified letter that came back, right?
That is correct. We did have the letter that was returned to us.
As well as the posting on the door that has since been removed. So somebody received that.
So that's been removed. Any attempt for phone calls?
Has not.
I'm looking at the document here, and it says, the brief history, it says to have the grass mowed. And you've said they've had the grass mowed. So they have complied with what's on here. I don't know if there's other conversations or other documentation, but it seems like went back to where we were before. They have done what we asked them to do. We didn't ask them to get the weeds out.
No, it's wheat grass and weed growth over 12 inches. And as you can tell by this photograph here, we still have weeds that are over the 12 inches in height.
Okay, so you're asking for, at this point, this case to be brought back or them to come into compliance by October 9th.
That's correct.
And to bring the case back at the October 22nd meeting for further adjudication.
That's correct.
Can I see the picture of the notice on the door, please? Is there one that I can read it?
It's going to be the same letter that's in your package.
Is there, yeah, I was trying to read it. Is there anywhere in there it says to contact you? How to correct it? And they seem to try to correct it, but is there anywhere in here where it says contact the... So, Dave, does it appear that they look like they tried to make an attempt to do these requests that you had on the notice, and they just haven't completed them to your satisfaction?
Correct.
So the fence has been built, did we determine?
It's in the process of being built, and there is an active permit. At the time, there was no permit, and it was just the material out front. We didn't know what it was. It was just on pallets in a box.
Right.
And then once they applied for the permit, then we realized, okay, this is what that is, especially since they've started constructing it. It's
And who's the gentleman on the roof in one of those pictures with the ladder?
They also have another permit for a roof.
So that's a contractor, probably.
Yes.
In my opinion, it appears that this owner that's renovating the property has made attempts and looks like they're trying to follow our processes. I'd be hesitant to move forward with any administrative fees or fines. I think we should make an attempt to contact them somehow before we move to that position, but that's my opinion.
Can I walk down the street and talk to them?
You cannot, no.
No.
Didn't think so.
No.
But I mean, it seems like to me that they're really making an attempt to try and to clean the property up and renovate it and getting permits. It's not like they're ignoring us.
They are totally renovating that property.
Yeah. I get that.
There are videos on YouTube of the property, and it is totally changed. But that does not, I don't think that allows them to simply ignore what the town is asking them to do.
I understand that, but if they're in our office obtaining permits, they're there.
True.
And if they're there coming in permits, we should be having a conversation with them.
Well, that may be why the town is asking to continue the case until the next meeting and asking them, giving them additional time to come into compliance as of October 9th.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I see this. It appears they're making a good faith effort to correct the situation. And my point was, you know, the weeds, yes, need to be addressed, but have we really clarified that, yes, that's an addition? It's in the letter that's out there, but having the conversation to say, we see you're making progress, you still need to address the weeds before we take more aggressive action is my thoughts.
Well, there are contractors there. I don't know who the owner is. I just know that I see a lot of work being done at the house.
So why do you think the certified letter came back undeliverable?
I can't answer that. I'm not sure.
I checked the address. It's a legit address. It's probably somebody running a business out of their home.
What I can tell you is sometimes the post office just puts a random sticker on there. So sometimes it's unclaimed. Sometimes it'll say refused. Sometimes undeliverable. I can't answer what the Postal Service does.
They usually put a note, says you have an envelope at the post office and come to pick
it up.
Yep. And then after so many days, they'll return it. And that's what happened in this case. We're going to assume that's what happened in this case.
Is it a process or a procedure that you would put another notice on the door, being that that one has been removed, and specifically detail out the weeds?
What we can do is whatever this board's order is, we can post that on the property and send that first-class mail like we do in accordance with Florida statute.
I think if you posted it on the door, I think it would get their attention if it was addressed specifically for the weeds.
I'd almost have a feeling that there's a new front door now.
Yeah,
I would have to check. Yeah, I'd have to check.
I have a quick question. It says the mailing address is 219 Sandy Circle, Ponce Inlet. Is it Ponce Inlet or is it Port Orange?
That's correct. No, South Daytona.
South Daytona.
South Daytona. So did it go to Ponce Inlet?
It did not. It went to South Daytona.
It did.
No one's talked to this owner at all by phone, vocally?
No.
Nobody?
Correct.
It's a puzzle.
Okay, so
I'm going to ask a clarifying question because you said something that was interesting. You said that there's YouTube videos on this renovation.
Yeah.
Is it possible for the town to even comment on that back to whoever's posting the YouTube video to get their attention? I mean, we knock up on a person's door. We do those types of things. It's that I don't know if it's possible or not.
I don't think we want to get involved with any kind of social media on any of these cases.
Would you like me to make an attempt at a motion?
Please.
And please, let's revise it if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll make a motion on case number 2023-577-113 Rains Drive, and to postpone it to next month's agenda, and also ask Dave to be posting an additional notice on the door in reference to the detail of the specific weeds or any other items that are needed to be completed to be up to coordinates.
I'll second that.
250? I'm sorry.
I am not assessing or recommending an administrative fee at this time.
I'll second that.
Mr. Van Valkenburg?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Michael?
Yes.
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 Okay, 9B, case number 2023-601, property address 76 Aurora Court. And I have one question regarding this. In my packet, attached to this sheet, is the notice of violation for 113 Rains Drive. Is that?
Mine's the same.
Same owner?
No, separate owner. There was a glitch when we were making the copies or whatnot, but it is the one, 76 Aurora. You should have received an email with the updated version of that.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
All right.
All right. Case number 2023-601, New Jersey Holding, LLC, care of Laszlo Solas. Address is 76 Aurora Avenue. Alleged violations of the Code of Ordinance, Section 82-111, growth in excess of 12 inches prohibited. The synopsis is high grass. It's a printout from the property appraiser's website depicting ownership of the property, referencing a Bethlehem, Pennsylvania address. Tax rolls for the property, referencing the same Bethlehem, Pennsylvania address, and a warranty deed for the property. This is a printout from sunbiz.org for New Jersey Holding, LLC, noting the mailing address as Bethlehem, Pennsylvania address, and the registered agent for the property, Mr. Laszlo Solas. An official violation notice was sent on August the 14th with a compliance date of August the 30th. The violation was for high grass and weeds. We did ask for a corrective action to mow the grass and remove all weed growth on or around the home. It's the second page of the violation notice and a certified mail that did come back to us unclaimed.
And you sent that to the house, not to the holding company?
We sent to both properties.
Do you have Bethlehem?
That has not been returned yet.
So when did you send those?
I'm sorry?
When did you send those?
The certified mail was sent out on...
Go back. Yeah, go forward, sorry.
There it is.
That date on that first class or the certified mailing was 8/15/2023.
Okay.
This is an affidavit of service showing that the property was posted on September the 7th, and also a photo authentication document. In that document, it notes three sets of photos, the first being August the 14th, second being September the 5th, and the third being September the 22nd. This is the original posting for the property, which occurred on the 5th of September. Close-up of that posting. And this is a town hall posting in accordance with Florida statute. Second picture of that posting. This is a picture of the property taken on August the 14th. This property's front yard, rather, is composed entirely of rock, as well as a paver driveway. So there is no actual grass that should be growing in this yard. A close-up of the driveway showing the weeds poking through the pavers. And this is the front and side yard of the property. Did revisit the property on September the 22nd. Still observed the weeds throughout the property. No maintenance has yet occurred. You can see in this photo we have quite a bit of growth. We've got a lot of leaves here that haven't been picked up or tidied. Side yard is very high. We've got some vines going up the fence in between the homes and up the actual home itself. At this time, staff requests the owner be granted 14 days on or before October the 9th to have the property in compliance, or to be brought back at the next scheduled hearing on October the 23rd for further adjudication. Furthermore, we ask to impose a $250 administrative fee.
I have a question. On your code ordinance for section 82-11, what specifically are they referring to as the growth? Are they talking about weeds and vines and other things, or grass?
Weeds, grass, all types of that vegetation have
to be. So those vines also are included in that?
Yes.
The house looks abandoned, is it?
We posted the property back in August, and as of this morning, the posting is still there.
Have you talked to the neighbors, Dave, at all?
I have not. No. The house, from this photograph directly to the right, is a new home. It's just received their CO last week, so it's still unoccupied. And the house to the left of that, I have not made contact with the owner.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's been abandoned for quite some time. This is why I asked this. If there was any traffic at all, somebody would have picked it up, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
And when the certified letters come back and we post the property and we post it here at Town Hall, the third part of the Florida statute is we have to send them notification via first-class mail. So that was also done. And unfortunately, we still haven't heard anything.
Mm-hmm. And what do you need from us, Dave, for this? You want to extend this until the next meeting?
Mr. Mincy stated that he would like to have 14 days to have the property in compliance, assess the $250, and if not, we'll bring back for further adjudication.
But you are seeking a finding of violation today. Is that correct, Mr. Mincy?
Yes, that is correct.
Does the town have access to owners' names and phone numbers?
If it's in the system, yes.
Do you happen to have a picture of the mailbox? Can you blow that mailbox up?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Mr. Buckley?
I was trying to blow the mailbox up, you know, make it bigger.
We wouldn't be able to do that here.
You know what I'm looking for?
No.
Rubber band around the flag.
There's no flag on it.
There's no flag.
No flag. But every home that has a rubber band on it, which I don't agree with, is a house that the mail's being forwarded. And if you're mailing letters to the house and there's a rubber band there, it's not going anywhere. It's just being forwarded to somewhere.
Oh. Did not know that.
I don't agree with the mail, the post office doing that. But it is what it is.
I did not know that. Interesting.
Yeah. Thanks for educating me today. That was awesome.
I'll make a motion to find the case number 2023-60176 Aurora Avenue in noncompliance. Give them 14 days to get everything fixed, which would be October 9th. And if not, bring it back before us for the October 22nd meeting and assess the administration cost of $250.
I'll second.
Yes.
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 Moving on to C, case number 2023-608, property address 92 Inlet Harbor Road, work without permits.
All right. Case number 2023-608, James and Carolyn Michael, address is 92 Inlet Harbor Road, alleged violations of the Florida Building Code, section 105.1, permit required, synopsis, work without permit. This is a printout from the property appraiser's page showing a Piedmont, South Carolina mailing address on file. Tax rolls for the property displaying the same Piedmont, South Carolina address and a warranty deed for the property. A violation notice was sent out on August the 17th. The violation was for a water heater changeout that occurred. We did not find any permits for that water heater changeout. The corrective action was to obtain a building permit from the town and also have it inspected. This is the second page of the violation notice. Certified mail that was signed for on August the 28th. Next item is a photo authentication document. That document references one photograph taken on August the 17th. And that is the water heater that was removed from the residence. And as of today's date, as of 9/22, rather, no permits have been applied for the water heater installation. This is a screenshot from our InterGov software in which we issue permits. Staff would recommend that the property be found in noncompliance and grant the owners 14 days on or before August 9th to apply for the permit. Failure to do so will result in the case being brought back to the next scheduled hearing on October the 23rd. We are also asking to impose a $250 administrative fee.
Dave, do we have a process for applying for a permit remotely? If someone is out of town and they wanted to apply for a permit?
Yes, they can. They can
do everything online.
Yes.
Do we let them know that?
Yes.
Have you had any communication with the owner other than the fact that the certified letter return receipt came back?
Yes, I spoke with Ms. Michael. She was in South Carolina. I told her that she needed a permit as required in the Florida Building Code. She understood. She did not know that she needed a permit for the water heater. And we emailed her an application, told her to fill it out and, fill out the paperwork, send it back over to us. And as of yesterday, or as of the 22nd, still nothing.
When did you mail that?
It was around the 28th, the same day that she received that letter.
Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify regarding this case? Dave, do you have another question?
No, I was going to ask the same question.
Okay.
When he spoke to her.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of curiosity, how common is permitting for a water heater? Is that, to your knowledge, common practice in most
building code? It's not jurisdictional. It's Florida building code, so it's every jurisdiction.
Okay, I just was curious.
Dave, what's the turnaround time once you get all the paperwork in from the?
It all depends on what's already in review, but typically we can get things out within a week.
So, the water heater comes out. They apply for the permit in this case, and it takes another week on top of that to get approval. Okay. Okay.
Would you like to make a motion, Kathy?
I'll make a motion to find case number 2023-608, 92 Inlet Harbor Road, in noncompliance. Give them 14 days to get the permit and hopefully approved by October 9th. And if not, bring it before this board on October 22nd and impose the $250 administration fee.
I would suggest that you revise that to apply for the permit by in 14 days. I think it's, you know, reasonable to apply for the permit, but I don't think to get a permit approval in 14 days is on the owner's responsibility.
You're right. To apply for the permit and have it done by October 9th.
Yes, second.
Yes.
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 Okay. Item 9D, case number 2023-622, property address 4770 South Peninsula Drive.
Case number 2023-622. Property owners are K.M. O'Donnell, Ponce Inlet, LLC, care of Kevin and Mary O'Donnell. Address is 4770 South Peninsula Drive. Alleged violations of the Code of Ordinance, Section 82-111, growth in excess of 12 inches prohibited. Section 34-35, storage of personal property. Also noted alleged violations of the International Property Maintenance Code, Section 102.2, maintenance. The synopsis is property maintenance involving lot or dwelling. It's a printout from the property appraiser's website and depicting ownership, also referencing a local mailing address of 2 Marzal. This is the tax printout. Also referencing the same 2 Marzal mailing address here in Ponce Inlet. This is a printout from sunbiz.org showing the registered agent, also an Orlando mailing address for that registered agent. A warranty deed for the property. This is the violation notice. That was composed on August the 21st. The violation was for high grass and weeds, also rusted out electrical box on the exterior of the home, and outdoor storage of personal property. The corrective actions were included on the violation notice, and those actions were to mow the yard, potentially place the electrical box, which would be something that would require a permit, and to remove the outdoor storage items. This is the second page of the violation notice. And a copy of the certified mail receipt that came back to us showing that the violation was signed for. Next item is a photo authentication document. And that document references three sets of photos. First five photos taken on August the 21st, with four photos taken on September the 13th, and six photos taken on September